All right, next vehicle. While we're at it, we've got a 2026 Toyota BZ.
Yes, Dad. So this is going to the opposite range, where this is an electric-only SUV from Toyota. And in 2026 is a pretty significant overhaul for them. They've dropped the 4X suffix, which is basically the name is now the Toyota BZ. And they've now adopted that, the Tesla standard for charging, which is the NACS standard. Okay. For charging. So if you go to you can go to a Tesla charger, and I'm not going to bore people, Dad, with the different charging ports,
two different ports
that are out there. Exactly. Two different ports. Just know, folks, that this is the one that you see all those Tesla. It's the same port that way. You can DC charge this, Dad, fast charge it from 10 to 80% in about 30 minutes with a new preconditioning system. You can get an all-wheel drive system. However, the model that we drove, Dad, which is the XLE front-wheel drive plus, is front-wheel drive. So here in Colorado, Dad, for most things, you're probably going to be okay with that, right? Okay. But it does have the option to go to that. It's got a 14-inch touchscreen on the inside. You've got regenerative braking, which is easily adjustable with some paddle shifters right on the steering wheel, which makes it nice. And this is just a small thing. Some people are going to say this is silly. It's got dual wireless chargers right in the front dash, which is really great. And I know you'll attest to that too. So it's nice that you and your passenger don't have to fight over the cord or fight over that single wireless charger. They've put a double one in there, which is really fantastic. Price, Dad, XLE starts at $35. The Touring, which is a new model, again, not one that we drove, about $46. The one that we drove, again, XLE front-wheel drive plus, right at $40,000, Dad. In terms of range, because I'm sure some of the folks are going to be curious in that, the XLE Plus has about 314 miles with a 74 kilowatt battery. If you go to the all-wheel drive models, Dad, that's going to go down a little bit, right? Just because you're turning more wheels and it takes a little bit more energy and power to do so. I will say this, Dad, I've been able to drive this car. I don't think I'm quite at the 300 range. I'm right about 290 or so, which, again, on a vehicle this size, and I guess I'm going to kind of put this in the compact SUV market. You can fit four full-size adults in. I'm not sure I'd take a long road trip, or in my case, you can take the kids to and from school. If you've got a family of four, you've got a decent amount of room there, and cargo room is ample. It kind of has like a mini hatchback type of a feel of the way that the hood line's kind of a sweeping, or not the trunk line, I should say. It's kind of a sweeping trunk that way. One thing, Dad, that's a really fantastic pro, it's actually down in price from 2025. Mm. This vehicle is about $10,000 less than it was last year.
Okay.
So I would encourage people, maybe you've seen this car, and it is a recognizable car, Dad, but not in a bad way. It's a sleek, stylish, as you know, with a lot of these electric cars.
Right.
They don't need the front, you know, airflow, right, to cool the engine down. So they can kind of get away with some sleeker styling that way. And with the NACS port, it makes charging a lot easier. So I would highly encourage folks, especially for the value, Dad, to get a compact SUV, electric. It's fun to drive, Dad. I know you and I have talked about that multiple
times. Yeah, I have a good friend that owns the Subaru version of this. It's a great car.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the key, I would say. I would encourage folks to get out, because I think you'll be surprised, folks, and I think you'll be surprised that how you might like the electric vehicle. And this would be one that doesn't, but it doesn't make it feel so futuristic-y, Dad, that you don't like driving it. And I think folks will maybe understand what I mean by that when they actually get in. But again, folks, head to your local dealer, check it out. Again, 2026 Toyota BZ XLE front wheel drive plus. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.